For people who haven't seen the movie or don't know your story, the machine gun preacher, Sam Childers, I mean, look, you're a man who had a change of life. You had an inspirational. What was the moment that changed for you, mate? What did you go from a drug dealer to saving kids, mate? What was it? Did Jesus come to you, or what happened, mate?
No, it actually started back in 1990. I got into a really bad bar fight in Orlando, Florida. And people were shot, people were stabbed, and I just wanted to get out of the bar. I just wanted to go home, you know. Mm. And I made up my mind in that bar. I looked at the front door, and I said to myself, if I make it to that door, I'm done living this life.
Yeah.
And I made it home that night. I told my wife, I said, we're moving. We moved 1,000 miles away back to my hometown. That's when I made up my mind to start living a new life. It was actually 2 years later, I walked into a church and said, God, here I am.
Yeah.
So I speak in a lot of rehabs, you know, and so many times people want to treat God like he's a genie in a bottle. And I tell people in rehab, look, it begins by you making up your mind you're going to change your life.
So there wasn't like a lightning bolt out of the sky. You didn't get a physical apparition from the Almighty. This was just you. This bar fight happened and you went, you know what, something's got to change.
Yeah, I mean, I never had a problem with dying, but I always had a problem with what I'm going to die for.
Yep.
So I can say that for me, I made up my mind when I was a heroin addict, cocaine addict, a drug dealer, a criminal, a bad guy. I made up my mind, I'm done living that life. And then once I made up my mind, 2 years later, I walked into a church. That's when all of the success started in my life, is when I walked into a church and said, God, here I am.
So, Sam, when you make that decision, how does your wife take it?
You know, my wife actually, when I went home that night and told her we were moving back to my hometown, we no sooner moved back to my hometown, she started going to church with my mom.
Amazing.
So she actually started going to church 2 years before I did. I mean, I always knew God was real. I was raised in a Christian home.
Yep.
So I knew God was real. I just thought in my mind, I don't need him. You know, if you want him, if you want to be a Christian, that's fine. Don't bug me about it. I mean, you would have never heard me say to anyone that I didn't believe that God was real.
So where do you get the term machine gun preacher? Is this because of your previous life or when you went to Africa and you...
No, this was when I went to Africa.
Yeah.
But I mean, in most of the battles that I was in and everything, I carried a riot shotgun. So there was only a few times where most of the time I had the AK-47 over my shoulder, you know. But yeah, I mean, I was rescuing children. What a lot of people don't realize is I still run an armed, okay, security company. I have one of the top 10 security companies in East Africa.
Amazing.
So that's what I do for a living.
So is this continuing the work of looking after children, or is it expanded into a whole different...
The company that I'm talking about is a security company. We guard from banks,
yep,
Forex bureaus, homes, but I'm still working in the war zone. Has nothing to do with the security company. I still rescue children. I still have orphanages. We have a feeding program. Our feeding program is over 10,000 meals a day. I mean, so the charitable work in East Africa is stronger than ever before. But we're very big in business. I mean, God showed me a number of years ago, if you're just going to build another orphanage, stay home, you know.
Mm.
Because a lot of these children, now not our orphanage, but most orphanages, you have to leave at 15. And a lot of those children end up in prostitution. They end up dying of AIDS. They end up dying of disease, violent crimes. So God showed me that I needed to teach a skill and a trade, and that's exactly what we do. Now, we have businesses from a commercial farm to restaurants, hotels, supermarket. With all the businesses we have, we work over 600 young people per day on a payroll.
That's amazing. So when you come to town on March 12, is the message you're promoting is to get people to help fund your organization, or can your security business do that anyway?
No, I mean everywhere I go around the world, we give people the opportunity to help. The organization has got so big. I mean, it takes a lot more than what my company puts in, and my company puts a lot of money in every month. But, I mean, the big thing, anytime I'm on tour, I believe I bring a message of hope to anyone and everywhere I go.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be bringing a message of hope. I believe mission work begins at home first.
Yep.
You know, so if you can't do it in your hometown, if you can't do it in your home community, God's not going to take you abroad. But, I mean, if you look at what we do, I mean, we have 5 working orphanages. We have we feed over 10,000 meals per day. I mean, we drill wells, almost 2 wells a month. You know, just drilling the wells and doing the feeding programs and the orphanages, our budget is about 60-some thousand U.S. per month.
Amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's... I make good money, but I don't make that kind of money. So we do ask people to support. Angels of East Africa is who I work with. That's the organization I founded like 25 years ago, 26 years ago. So we do ask people to support Angels of East Africa.
What do you find when you go into when you do the tours around any country, even here in Australia? What do you find people ask you the most?
You know, I believe that my story helps people to fix problems in their own life. So I believe that when people start hearing my story, it's not really about me anymore. It turns into about them. So I believe my story, it challenges people. It helps to deliver people. It helps to move people to almost to like another level in their life. It helps to motivate. It helps to inspire. So I truly believe that after hearing my story and hearing what I do, it's really for the person that's listening.
Mm. I've talked to a few people who don't remember the movie because it did come out somewhere near September 11th, so I probably got buried in all the news at the time. But having looked at the movie since, I mean, are you happy with that representation of you and what you did?
You know, I never was a big fan of the movie. You know, the movie was a Hollywood version.
Yep.
They never showed the true power of God, but the movie is still on Amazon. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Hulu. It's on different cable channels around the world. I was sitting in a restaurant yesterday here in Australia, and a lady freaked out. She just seen the movie on cable TV here in Australia, and she couldn't believe that I was sitting in this little truck stop restaurant in Australia, you know. So the movie is still played to this day. What the movie did, it gave me a platform.
Yes.
Now, there's a Machine Gun Preacher documentary that's out there. There's a new documentary that's being filmed right now. It should be done in about 8 to 10 months. There's a new book coming out. I wrote 2 books already. I have those books with me, but there's a new book coming out titled The Most Unlikely. There's a new Hollywood movie going into production probably next year.
Amazing.
So, I mean, there's a lot of really big things happening in our ministry. A lot of people say, well, Sam, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of money come in. We sure hope so. The money is already set up to go into a trust. You know, I'm getting I'm getting a little age on me. I mean, I just turned 60. But for me, I want to know whenever God takes me out of this world, I want to know that what I dedicated my life for is not going to fold or collapse.
I think you've built an organization that's too big to collapse now, Sam, whether you're in it or not.
So that's our thing. We want the organization to go on saving and feeding children for decades after God takes me out.
So what do you want to do next? Is this your life mission, or is there some other things you want to achieve yet, Sam, before you pass on?
You know, I'm very big into business, you know. So all the businesses that I build, I run them with young people. So, I mean, I'm building right now I'm building in Africa American-style strip mall. You know what a strip mall is?
It's we've got them here in Australia, yes.
Yes, I'm building one right now, and the main reason I'm building that strip mall is it will put 25 to 30 young people on a payroll, working them full-time. You know, if you want to change a nation, it's not just through education. It's not just through teaching Jesus Christ. It's through creating jobs and teaching a skill and a trade. That's how you change a nation.
Helping people help themselves.
Absolutely.
Are you at the moment, do you think anyone in the world really has an idea of what's going on in Africa? The stuff depicted in that movie, is it still going on? Is it worse? Is it getting better?
You know, I just started in another war about 10 months ago. I'm in Congo, so there's another civil war that I'm in. And it's probably the most devastating war. I mean, I've been in Africa over 2.5 decades. I've been in the Kony War, rescuing, fighting for children for well over 15 years. I've never seen anything like the rebels that I'm fighting now. The rebels I'm fighting now are the Congo ADF. They have teamed up with ISIS. They have teamed up with Islamic State. So you got three bad, bad, cruel rebel groups that have come together. And so I don't talk a whole lot about it. Like some of the government officials said, when you say ISIS, you know, ISIS is worldwide now.
Yeah.
You know, they said, you know, Sam, we don't care what you do. You've been in Africa a long time. But be careful how much you talk, because these guys can come after you anywhere in the world.
Yeah, they've got the reach. They've got the power.
Yeah.
But with the power of the Lord, you don't need to fear that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, March 12, you're hitting the Nelson Reserve. It sets up 4 p.m. We've got live music. It's a whole event, Sam. People probably won't have seen anything like this for years in our fair city, but we're looking forward to welcoming you, and we already know the advance excitement is just amazing. And Sam Childers, what you've done for the world and continue to do is worthy of, you know, of more talk and more movies and more praise. But, you know, just thank you for what you do.
All right, man. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing everyone there. Remember, I'm coming with a message of hope that can change your life.
And that's what the world needs, more hope than ever.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.